Ideas.
Ideas. Episode 12.
Hells yeah, I'm Amari Indigo.
And I'm Sharmosa.
We're happy to have you back. I guess this is like the best thing ever because we thought that Xena Zeitgeist is going to be on the show. I don't know if she's made it. She might have. I don't know what happened to her, but we have.
This is dedicated to the loving memory of Xena Zeitgeist.
Please don't say that because I hope that she did not. I hope she's alive and well.
This is in memory of her, but we've reanimated her already too, so she's
I didn't
back.
Know that you were like a necromancer as well. Oh, yeah. Like, you have so it's many one skill of my sets. Hobbies. It's fucking
all right, ridiculous. So we got some guests on the show.
Yes, we do.
We got Thurgood Jenkins in the house. Thurgood.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Okay. Yay. And we got Harvey Wallbanger.
Hello.
Welcome.
We're so excited to have y'all here, but the thing is that we're all way too sober right now, so let's just start this in some kind of zany fashion here. Okay, so I'll take the fishbowl.
That. I feel like for some reason that you want that one. You can have this one. I don't even know if we have.
It says Mexico on the elephant in your profile, and they're good.
There you go. Everybody has a lighter. I have a rolled cone in my hand. Everybody has a bowl packed and ready to go.
And we're going to definitely pass these along.
And we're just going to keep going. This is going to be, like, most amped up
it's
ever.
It's going to be like a French braid of
cheers.
Pie. Cheers, everyone. Cheers. I'm loving this. This is the best part of my day. / week.
Tastes so minty.
You got a minty one?
That was pretty powerful with four people smoking all at once like this, because it's like the north, south, east, west, or like air, water, fire, earth.
Yeah, are you trying to say that we're on like Avatar the Last Airbender?
I just finished watching Avatar the Last Airbender. I'm not even joking. I finally finished it.
Is this an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
The first one.
No.
No. Boo. Oh.
Boo you whore. That's a good movie.
Boo you whore? I've never seen it.
I've seen it in 3D.
Okay, I think it's time to pass.
I'm rolling.
Pass
to
the left.
I'm passing the elephant.
I'm passing the normal vowel.
Ooh, a dolphin.
It's a fish.
And fish are not dolphins.
This is the part where it's
dolphin free tuna.
Non-mammal aquatic being.
We have a button with a whole bunch of cough sound effects, and we just like press that a lot during this part of the show. So.
God. I'm like, where is it?
It's hard to hold on to a fish, isn't it?
Wow. Okay. I feel
like we're off to a good start.
Yeah, this
so
is.
So let's drop some news, some base news on you.
Burrito Assassin's Gay Squad. Burrito Assassin's Gay Squad. Burrito Assassin's Gay Squad. Burrito's in a death grip. Stoner power. They're New Orleans' fastest smoking queen.
Assassin's Skate Squad is growing. We didn't skate today, unfortunately.
No. I skated yesterday, though, at the cake day, which is what... You were at the cake
day. I was at the cake day.
So we that's where we met, actually, I
it
guess.
It is.
Yeah.
24 hours ago.
Although I did see you before that, because you were in the...
Let me get my voice back.
Do you want some water?
I've got Sprite.
You've got Sprite.
This episode is brought to you by... We were not, yes, by water, because
it's definitely not Sprite.
On all the things that we'll get sued for.
That would be it.
It's Sprite.
It's Sprite with a Y.
I mean, yeah.
Which is like...
Sprite with a Y and no E at the end, but that sounds like a condom brand. New Sprite. Ultra thin Sprite.
Oh, it's like putting your dick in a pixie.
Oh, shit! Oh my god, Charmosa.
Wait, am I... Everybody not into that? Is that not what we're here for?
What, dicks and pixies?
Yeah, Dixies. Not to be confused with a Dixie cup.
I hear it's
or the
popular.
Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I hear it's really popular in the South, so...
That's where I Dixies. Got introduced to it.
You guys got it.
I don't even know. Like, everybody feel free to do what you want, but I feel like this, as long as this joint is burning, then it should be passed around. Oh, I can't believe we did, like, that's the first time we ever had every single person light up at this exact same time on the show.
Something special is happening.
Damond Young is calling me on my phone right now.
Speakerphone!
Okay. What's up, DY? You're on speakerphone. We are live on Hydeas.
I'm about to come through.
Oh, yeah? You're coming to say hello? Yeah. You dropping in? Well, we just started, yeah. So, come on down and say hi.
Alright, later.
Bye. See you soon. I love this show. The show is the best. That's like just happens. Concept did that on,
Concept did do that.
Yeah. DY does that a lot. It's good.
Yes.
I enjoy it. We have, like, the family we're building. So y'all know now that once you're on Hydeas, feel free. You know we're recording Tuesday night. Tuesday night. Yo, what's up, Amari? Yeah, we're recording. Come on down, y'all.
This is the kind of family that I always wanted to build. You know, it would... Never mind.
Pick up some daiquiris on the way over.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the kind of family I've always wanted to build.
Or Hanukkah. Or Kwanzaa.
We sit around, we smoke a bunch of weed, we get to know each other, we have ideas. Ooh, an elephant. Thank you. The Mexico elephant. This is the elephant. This is the bowl that you got when you left us for that 1 week. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of.
When I showed it to my mom, because I was there with my mom, and I covered this, and I'm like, look at this cute little ceramic elephant. That's what I'm getting. It's just a little ceramic elephant. Nothing more than that, but I just kept my finger over it.
You just kept your thumb over the
bowl. And then when the lady was ringing it up, I distracted her by talking to her so she wouldn't look at it.
So did this just turn into the story about how you stole an elephant from Mexico?
No, I paid for it.
No, she paid for it. She hid that it was a pipe from her mother. So your mom doesn't know that you smoke weed?
No, and the thing is she wouldn't even really care. I just like having some sort of mysteries and secrets from her because it makes me feel young.
You've got the opposite. You get the opposite weed relationship with your mom that I do with mine.
She used to smoke. She used to do speed and like cocaine and like she used to... do all sorts of shit. She told me about this, like, time she got crabs, and I'm like, Mom, I'm 12. I don't care about your pubic lice. Like, can I go out and play? But she's an overshare. She's an overshare.
She's trying to get you ready for life, though, you know?
Mom, can I take the bleach gloves off?
Oh, damn.
No, this was in her wild days.
At least you have some gloves, you know?
Yeah, these were in her wild days, but she calmed down pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, I feel like...
My mom's still having wild days. My mom turned 40 this year.
What?
Which, yeah, no, like, if you do the math, I was a big oopsie.
Oh.
I like to joke that I'm a life ruiner. And by joke, I mean when you hear up until you're 8, you know, you internalize that.
Yeah, you definitely do. Wow.
I still hear stories from my mother, and I mean, like, I heard these stories at Easter. Like, fist fights that she's been in this year, and not like... Oh my god, what? Mom got in a fight? I'm like, well, which one is that?
Yeah, which one are you talking about?
The one with that bitch from the country club, but not like a nice one, like a bar called the country club. It's on an interstate.
That's amazing. Life, man, like, so it just, yeah, it blows my mind every time.
Life is like a cake. And I want to know about your cake story.
Ooh, your layers.
What flavor is it?
Yeah, what flavor's the cake? And...
Oh, the cake story.
Yeah.
Cake story's great.
Cake story is great. Well, I really wish... I wish Xena was here to tell it. But Instead, I will just quote her from a Facebook message that she sent me.
Okay.
I think that will do, and then we can share what happened.
I think that's a great part of her eulogy that we're doing right now.
Yeah, okay.
To share some of her last wishes.
She locked her keys in her car. Uh-huh. I just got a picture of her.
That crazy Xena always locked her keys in the car.
So she's not dead, she's just locked out of her car.
I just got it too.
But she's reanimated, so don't let her in.
Uh-oh. She must have reanimated. Keys she'll locked in the car in literal words.
Wait, question. Oh, no. Did we get different photos, or did she send the same
one? Oh, did she send the same one, or did we get different ones?
We got the same one.
Same photo. Same yeah, that makes sense, because, like, if it was me, I wouldn't take two separate photos. That's ridiculous. I just say, attach, share.
No, I knew that they would be the same, but I remember seeing mine and seeing yours at an angle, and I thought they were different. Oh. And so my gut instinct was like, why the fuck is Xena taking all these pictures and sending us different ones?
If you put them together, is this how a secret
she,
message.
It's a video. It's like an old flip book.
She's trying to tell you something.
Is this her, like, weird coping mechanism?
She said she's at her friend's house, and he's good at unlocking cars, so we're working on that.
I've had to do that for my friend outside my house, and I learned, I hope, you know, while we're on the topic of breaking into cars, I really hope that they don't have the same experience I did, because I learned that day that wire hangers are only good for two things.
Ooh. Hanging clothes and unlocking cars, and nothing else.
Exactly.
Yes. Actually, yes, that was the joke. We got it. Wire hanger. It was intense. The cops thought we were breaking into the car.
Yeah.
It was great.
I've done that before. Oh, man. Okay, so I've gone back in time to yesterday. Back in time.
I'm younger.
When I was talking to Xena Zeitgeist, and she said, first I was basically thanking her because the first time I ever met her, she gave me an apple. She had an apple on stage. It was the Firefly Burlesque show.
Oh yeah.
She was Mal.
Those were my
And she had
boobs. When I was
Is
River.
That what was going
I was
on?
River.
Okay, so I no ate way. One of your boobs then. Because she didn't have a knife. This and so right. She gave it to me and we didn't have seats cuz we paid for VIP and we were right up front but we were
down front. I remember
dude,
this.
Yes. Dude, you were so hot in that burlesque.
Yeah, you totally were. Oh my god, like I didn't it took me a while cuz like yeah, like, basically every time I've seen you, you look slightly different.
Yeah.
And you're very good at acting, so you portray yourself in different ways, too. So, yeah, it's, for me, it was just like, when I saw you today, I was like, wait, I met you yesterday at the cake thing, right?
Wait, can I put it in context for the people who can't see? So, when you guys saw me in that Firefly burlesque, I was in a pink sundress and a black wig. And then when I saw you yesterday, I was wearing, like, a skin-tight t-shirt and, like, tight, like, weird animal-printed pants, like your grandma's couch pattern. It's like my rock star look. And then tonight, because I hosted this burlesque, for those who can't see, I'm in knee-high, high-heel leather boots, tights, leather-ass, what do they call these?
Leather shorts?
Hot pants.
Oh, yeah, hot pants, for sure.
Oh, we have a knock. It's probably Demond.
And then in Black and Vina. Oh, we have a guest.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
What's up? What's up, y'all?
We've had a guest enter.
Demond.
Thurgood. And Harvey Wolfing.
Harvey.
Demond. Nice to meet you all.
Welcome.
I like that
glad
you
could stop
him.
Yourself again.
Yeah,
yeah, get up on that couch over there.
Word up.
Pick up a. Well, you're gonna. Here, this is what you need right here.
Yeah,
here
you
go, buddy.
Me.
Yeah, I know you don't really. You don't fuck with the glass, so I'm just gonna send this cone right over your way, and I'm fucking y'all up with rotation, so I'm gonna.
It's okay. Rotation pretty much stopped.
Oh. Well, I guess it's because we were. Okay,
we're
so you were describing.
Yes. So, in the, like. Three instances that I've been visible to you, they've all been radically different.
Yes, it's true. That's amazing. It's like, reminds me of myself, actually. Because that's how I am when people see me. They're like, one second, they're like, who the fuck is this person? They look like a cartoon character. And then they're like, I don't know. I don't know what... I try not to think too much about what they're thinking, to be honest.
They're but just yeah. thinking, like, damn, check out that girl doing whatever the hell she
doing
wants.
Doing something.
And apologizing to
she's
no one.
She's doing stuff.
Because here in the South, we respect and enjoy individuality and free thinking.
Well.
There's a real lot out here.
Yeah, well, in New Orleans it does.
In New Orleans it does, yes.
We are lucky for that, but, it, yeah. Like,
well, my
that's
family is
it.
From North Louisiana, which is just delightful.
Really pretty, right?
Yeah, the trees are great. I love pine trees.
Oh, nice.
Because they're fucking everywhere.
They smell of pine. It's
They smell a scent of pine.
Yeah.
I knew that I'd been in New Orleans longer than I'd been in North Louisiana, because as opposed to saying, like, oh, I said these pine trees smell like gin instead of the other way around.
Uh-oh, we have a problem. Sorry, y'all. We had a little technical glitch there, but we're back.
Cyber hackers.
And we're stoned as fuck. Damon Young is in the house. We got Harvey Wallbanger up in here. Thurgood Jenkins.
What?
To boot. And some really good weed, which I couldn't tell you the strain if I tried because the info is just not flowing, y'all. This is why we need to legalize it. And Legalize Louisiana is going to be on the show one of these days. I just got in touch with them. We're in communication.
All right.
I have to ask, and I'm going to hate myself for asking.
Maybe.
Are they good at replying to emails?
Actually are. They're very communicative.
That is amazing to me. I had to know.
Yeah, they've been really, really good at communication. They stay outside of New Orleans, so I think there's a chance that I can get him to come down here on the mm-hmm. show and be on the show.
Oh my but God, God bless him for doing what he does outside of New Orleans. Like, it's hard enough here, but I can't imagine trying to do it in, like, Baton Rouge or Monroe.
Well, yeah, I'm not entirely sure where, but, yeah.
But they'll be here. You heard it first.
You heard it here first, folks. Bringing a blessing down upon this microphone. I don't know why I felt compelled to say that, but it's coming with the weed right now.
Spirit moved you, honey. Spirit moved you.
It's on schedule.
So we're finishing up on the skate news, but I was going to introduce the character you met at the park, and that entails a cake story. So she locked her keys in her car.
Yep.
So what happened next?
Sharmos keeping us on track. I'm dying for real, y'all.
You die. What do you give, huh?
No fucks at this point.
Apparently.
Okay. She's trying to tell me something, but I'm trying to read what she wrote. So she wrote, "Thank you, I stayed up all night because I felt confused as to what I'm doing here, and then I realized that no one knows it, and it doesn't matter, so I bought a cake and made them write 'better than expected' on it.
Yep.
And now I'm going to eat it in either the park or the cemetery, and probably with my hands. And everyone is invited to this event because now I have a whole cake." And I was like, "You're the best." And she's like, "I look extra insane right now, but oh well, cake." Then I sent her a picture of me wearing a panda onesie. And she said she's in the Whole Foods parking lot in her cheetah dress and yesterday's makeup. All right, so that is the stage set for what happened yesterday. She had a cake. She was in the park. I took a trike up there. I was super stoked because I love skating the track at City Park, and that's where she was. So I brought my skates with me because I knew I had to skate the track if I was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of cake and mm-hmm. met some really awesome people. And I got to skate around the track many, many times.
To interject, so she posted something of that same thing, that I'm going to the cake with the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Okay.
You bring the park to the cake.
Uh-huh.
I'll be in yesterday's accoutrement, and so I had just gotten off of work early. I went home. I was about to watch an episode of I Love Lucy, and I see this, and I shot her a text, and I was like, "Is there still cake?" And she said, "Of course there's still cake. You're invited. Come to the park." So I go to the park. And, of course, you know, I try and find parking, which is impossible. And the whole time I'm driving and texting, and that's illegal, too. like, "Where are you?" And
you
she
rebel.
Said, and I know, sometimes I'm a bit of a square, but sometimes, just sometimes. And she said, "I'm by the water in front of the museum, wherever, in the park."
Under a tree.
She said, "Under a tree-ish, sort of by the water." I see that she copied and pasted the same message to him. That's good to know.
So y'all were on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she uses her directions for everyone, but they're, like, indirect. That's so fucking hilarious. I love it.
I
love it.
I don't know. Trying to find her was, like, the game's, like, most intense, most unorthodox game of hide and seek I've ever played.
Oh, trying to find her for me was so easy.
It should be. I mean, I had that general area, but like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, a challenge. Yeah.
I mean, but it's easy in that we're looking for a bleach.
Were you in a car?
I was in a car.
Okay, so that makes a difference because I was riding on my trike. So I had like...
You had more mobility.
And I was basically, as soon as I was coming in, I was just like looking around at trees and under trees. And I was like, all right, well, if she's got her hair, she's blonde. So I'm looking for her hair.
If she has
hair. Well, she wears wigs a lot, too. But I was like, if she's got her hair...
We could have literally been looking for anybody.
Yeah. So I was going off of trying to find her hair because I was like, that's a very noticeable thing. It's like... very long and very blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was looking for. And then I saw, I saw her. So I was like, okay, but I can't just go to her because that would entail me riding over a curb and that's not going to happen on a
tricycle. So you used your lasso instead of going to her.
Well, actually I just used my sky parking.
Okay.
But
good answer here.
Good call.
I had to backtrack it.
Mm-hmm.
And parked actually right next to the tree where everybody was hanging out, which was everybody was only two people.
Yeah.
Being you.
I was the first to the
and
cake.
Zena.
I how do I phrase
you were
it?
The first to the cake.
The cake and I had a first time together.
I saw it. I witnessed it.
It was
what type of cake was it?
Chantilly, I think
same
it's
thing.
Called.
Same thing.
It was delicious.
What flavor is Chantilly?
So it has, it's like a very light white cake.
It's denser and moister than like an angel food.
Yeah. And then it was like a cream.
The icing. It was like cream.
And then
cheese,
there were
almond extract.
Yes, definitely almond extract.
So is it like vanilla? What do you mean?
It was
a white
like a
cake?
Really nice yellow cake with the icing we've described, and then just covered in like whole foods.
Yeah, it had fruit all over it, like berries, and inside between the layers too, like.
So why
fruit.
Does it get the fancy name Chantilly, and it's not just yellow cake?
Because like, I want us to be a family at Christmas and not be trash for once.
Yes. I don't know, but
may
I feel
that?
Sure you could. That would be great. You can Google that, and I'll keep trying to say what happened that day. So I sat down, and I knew only Zena, and I don't know her very well because I've never hung out with her before. We've just corresponded over, like, you know, the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Met her at the show. That was the first time I met her because she gave me the fucking apple, and I was just like, thank you for this, because I remember I was really fucking hungry.
Yeah, so just... to interject a really fun fact, because you were the first person I ever met that did this, and I just don't know, like, if anyone else has seen this.
Okay.
You ate the whole apple. And
yeah, I was fucking hungry.
And when you were done with it, it was gone. There was no core.
There's a stem. That was it.
Yeah.
There was no core. Stem.
Like, by stem, yeah. You didn't
what about
even have
the seeds?
A stem.
No, because there was no stem.
Yeah. So.
Amari, what about the seeds?
I think I ate them.
They're in here. She ate the whole apple.
You can eat the seeds. And it was delicious. To me, like, you know, like the part at the bottom of the apple, I call it like the asshole of the apple.
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
Does anybody else call it the asshole of the apple? Because I do.
The asshole rim.
It really is. It's like, it's the bottom of the core. And it's like, once you get over the, like, leafiness of it, it's actually, in my personal opinion, the most flavorful part of an apple because it contains the flower essence of the apple.
Yeah.
So it's, when you eat that part of an apple, it tastes like eating a flower. Like, if a flower was an apple. Which it is, because that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eating that part of the apple for me is, like, a really amazing experience. I first started doing it when I was getting my fruit from farmers markets living in Portland. And they were actually just, like, they were so incredible because they're just, like, really aromatic, you know, and increase the flavor. So eating the whole thing, Even eating the seeds, because the seeds also have, like, an aroma to them, and it adds to the flavor of the apple so much. It's crazy. Like, so if you ever try, if you're brave enough to eat the core of the apple, you actually can.
Yeah.
And it's very satisfying. I find it to be, like, an enjoyable experience.
It's a little sour.
I would highly recommend doing it with an organic apple, because the conventional apples don't have as much flavor, and it'll just be like, why did I do this? But if you get a really nice apple,
I got some apples in my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you brought apples today, didn't you?
I did. Okay. So we're skipping to the munchies.
Oh, we're gonna go to munchies, right? Does anybody else want to hit this fishbowl? Like,
does anyone know how to juggle? Yeah. Because I got three apples.
No, if Chatty the Mime was here, maybe, but...
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks. Wow, so you got an apple. If anybody's hungry and wants an apple, there it is.
I just finished a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, you did.
I'm terrible.
You killed it.
All right, so
I'm terrible.
I feel like you should call everybody babe right now and like show them how you eat. This is how you
listen.
This
babe.
Is the asshole of the apple.
This is the asshole of the apple.
Oh, okay. That is a nice asshole.
Yeah. Are you going to give it a yoni massage?
Apples don't have yonis.
Oh, but they do.
You just didn't know.
You just have to unlock it.
I feel like
it is
really sensual,
smarter,
like,
all.
Just, like, touching this apple's asshole right now, right in front of everyone. How does it feel, everyone? Good for you? Do you feel like we should, like...
It is pretty
do you
smooth.
Like the, do you like the pace, or should I speed it up, or
you
slow
watch
it
the
down?
Rim.
Watch the rim?
No, you said the worm.
The worm's on this side.
Okay.
The worm knows better. I hope that it's a tiny worm. I hope that the entire apple is like a metropolis. And so I hope that one worm from up by the stem has asked the other one, hey man, where do you live? Oh, you know. In the asshole.
Wrong. Somewhere.
I'm somewhere around there.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Dude, I know how I said this.
Ex Morpheus.
Alright,
so... Are you all the way from up by the stem?
Ex Morpheus.
Have I told you how much I love this podcast lately?
Yes, you have.
Hug time.
Yay. First hug of the night.
First hug of the night.
I take it this happens often.
Yeah. Apparently, we were told. We never had people witness it before, and then once we started having people witness it, they were like,
more guests
there's a lot of hugging, and I was like, oh, cool.
You know what? Your goal has to be to make it as ubiquitous as possible so that somewhere someone is listening to this, and it's a drinking game. Like, oh, every time they hug.
Did you see the cloud?
Or a smoking game,
yeah,
you know?
Smoking game.
Like, just hit it every time. Basically, I hit it every time, so...
Dude, hit it every time you hear a good idea. You'll be so stoned in, like, the first, 20 minutes you've been talking?
Yeah.
When does it kick over? Everybody's like, how much time has it been? 20 minutes.
Only 20 minutes?
Back
what?
In my day, it was 30 minutes you could get for that amount.
Get your name.
It's time
beans.
For a message from our sponsors, isn't it, Sharmosa?
Yes.
Okay.
Right back.
Hey, Sharmosa, you know what would be really awesome?
What would be awesome?
If we had, like, a holiday drive for our Patreon account.
That would be pretty awesome.
Then we could get a yearly subscription to Automatic Pro account, and we'd be set. We wouldn't have to worry about bandwidth or storage or anything.
We wouldn't have to worry about our having to take old episodes off the air to make room for new ones.
Exactly.
That's a dream.
So if you are interested in becoming a sponsor of Hydeas,
wake up and go to patreon.com/Hydeas.
You can become a patron for as little as $1 per podcast. Keep in mind, all of our stuff is still going to be out there for free on Podomatic. We just might have to start taking old episodes down because we're almost out of storage space. So help us, guys. Patreon.com/Hydeas.
And if we even just make it to the next tier, which would just give us 0.5 more gigabytes, which would give us about 3 more episodes that we can record. If we get that much before January, we'll have a new year. We could do a new year's live. Happy holidays from Sharmosa and
Amara Indigo. Peace out.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah. It was... That was gnarly.
Yeah, we spiraled out there for a minute. We went back to the 10th dimension, and we chilled on, like, 9.5. We slowly crawled back to 9. I think we're at, like, 8.5 right now.
I don't know. I'm pretty fucking stoned. Yeah. I gotta be honest. And you know what's funny? I didn't think I could get that high anymore, because I've been smoking so much where I'm just like, it doesn't do anything. I need to go on a tolerance cleanse, y'all. I don't know what that entails. I've never had to do one in my life, because... I never had a weed podcast before, so I guess I never smoked this much in my life. Yeah, crazy.
But now you do, and now I do too.
And actually, day after tomorrow, I'm going to be flying to Portland.
Portland, yes.
Yeah, I'm flying, got a stopover in Denver, Colorado, mm-hmm. flying to Portland. Then I'm spending the night in Portland, I believe, driving to Seattle. The next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be in Seattle for a couple of days, driving back down to Portland for a couple of days, flying to Denver. And then I got an overnight in Denver, so I'm gonna check out Denver. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, if I'm like good, I'll get some stuff for y'all. Like,
mm-hmm.
gonna get some sounds, be able to play it. And if I get enough, it'll be like a segment that we put into the show for the next 3 weeks. Yeah.
I'm looking.
But that means next week, which for you guys is like 20 days from now or something crazy like that. I don't even know.
Should we just say like last week?
3 million years in the future. It's 2 weeks actually, I think.
Oh, so they're going to hear this as you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be coming back.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's, yeah, it's crazy.
By the time you hear this.
But episode 13 is going to be recorded in Portland.
Okay.
And we will be Skyping together.
I'm so excited about
and
that,
I'll be
too.
I will be in legal weed country. I'll be in 3 legal weed states. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm so fucking excited. $10 gram, what? Or $8 gram, even?
Yeah.
What?
I'm looking forward to
I've never heard of any of this. Yeah. It's fine. I'm going to be feeling pretty good, and I can't wait to keep in touch with y'all and let you know, like, what kind of shit I get up to.
Hell yeah. And it'll be fun to do the podcast.
And we'll be seeing Amory Jane up there. I'm going to be seeing...
Who was on episode...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It was 7.
Episode 7.
I have a good memory for episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I just think about how that person... was on there and what kind of stories they told, and then I remember like, oh
yeah,
that was because like I listen, you have to imagine, for me, I do the editing, so I listen to the podcast every day pretty much that I'm editing it over and over again, so they get pretty well ingrained in there. It's like I get schooled in my own shit, so everything that I'm telling y'all to do, like drink water and breathe and all the stuff, like hang in there and whatever, it's like that's shit I'm telling myself truly, and it's because I'm listening to it all week, I'm telling myself those messages all week long, and then I'm like, oh shit, I guess I better drink some water. It's working. I'm staying hydrated, y'all.
So
you're a good role model.
Just know that all the things that we're telling you to do, we're actually doing ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not, you know.
And that if you spend 10 episodes of a podcast Pavlovian training yourself to drink water, eventually you'll do it.
Yeah. That was the whole purpose.
Yeah.
Like, we just continued because we just had fun, but mission accomplished.
Yeah, totally. I feel well hydrated.
Yeah.
I think I'll last a little while longer.
If anybody out there wants to quit smoking cigarettes, this is the way to...
Yeah.
You guys could, like, cure them.
Yeah.
Drinking water.
That's true. I quit smoking cigarettes 6 months ago. I was smoking for like 8+ years. And I quit. And I'll tell you, it's like, it's easy once you, you want it. Like, I don't know, it's funny. It's just like, for me, I had to figure out what it was that was like perpetuating my smoking. And then I had to like, cut those things, and for me it was drinking was a big one. And drinking, it's like, okay, so basically think of your life as a well, like a precariously placed, like, stack of cards or pickup sticks or one of those fucking ridiculous things where you have to, or Jenga or something. You know, like, everything is built on something else. So when I stopped drinking, then I had to feel everything that was the reason that I was drinking. So I had to feel my shyness. You know, I had to feel my back pain from my car accident. I had to, you know, like, I had to feel a lot of shit and that I was trying not to feel, which sucked. That was the worst part. I was, like, on the floor crying. I'm not gonna lie, it sucks. If you have to do that, you go through it, you really are. I would suggest trying to have, like, a good support system around you to help pull you out of it. And really, like, if you can make it through that, just keep drinking water and breathing, and life's gonna keep getting worse. And then you can keep being more creative and just bleeding everywhere and bleeding all over the place.
cheers. The original four. Northeast.
Sorry, I put that on the table, but that was a cheers to the audience because y'all are awesome for listening.
We
love you guys. We would love to hear from you. Make sure to go to our Tumblr. It's hideas.tumblr.com. And for those of you that don't use Tumblr, there is no E when you're doing that. maybe that's why you're not getting through. But if you go there, you'll see there's a little bubble that pops out. It's kind of like fuchsia. And it's like, send us a voicemail. So do that. Just, like, all you have to do is click it, and then it'll let you record a 90-second voicemail to us.
It's so easy.
And it emails it to us. And you can be completely anonymous by doing that. Wow, what's going on? Are you falling all over the... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Wow, people are getting super, like, physical in here today. Is this, like, what capoeira is like?
I think the floor was wet.
Are you slipped? Oh God! Please don't sue us.
I was a little fat,
though,
so it's
like
that weight just.
You gotta take a breath and think. I saw you.
And here I am trying to be like, listeners, if you're really out there, if you're really listening, which I believe you are because I can see the numbers, you guys. I don't know if you know this, but it tells me where you, like, what country you're from, so I know we have listeners in Japan, Russia, Ghana, Sweden,
UK,
Canada, US, obviously, because that's where we're based out of, and Brazil.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So thank you, everyone out there that's listening. We really appreciate it. And keep listening. Yeah. But we would love to hear from you. Like, this is a conversation, and we all have, we have a conversation each week with one another. And we also have a conversation with you, and we would love to, you know, have a little of the other side. So you can record a message, and if you want us to send you one back, all you have to do is just put your email address in. There's a little box. It's optional, though. You can do it anonymous if you want. You can make up a personality and a name if you want. Like, do whatever. Like, it'll be so fun, and we might be able to use that on the show. Yeah, so that's my long-ass appeal to the listeners. Be like, please, you guys, really, I need something to do. I really want to edit more, like, send me stuff, please. If you're a musician and you have music that you want me to hear, if you want me to use it on the show, email us, hideas@yahoo.com. I will put you on. I love to show love. I love to rep everything. So send me your I can't say shit. Shit stuff.
Send me...
stuff. Send me your stuff. Yeah. I want it. Thank you.
Yes.
That's Amari Indigo. I'm out. Work.
work.
I need to smoke more, y'all. I'm too hyped. I'm too hyped up right now. I need to chill. Yeah, everybody's passing me. This is amazing.
The fish is filled.
The fish. Do you want some?
No.
Do you need something?
That's the sound of me being a square.
Oh, you're being a square.
I'm...
Harvey Wallbanger.
Resident Square.
Wallbanger. You're our resident square? Oh, we haven't had one of those yet, have we?
No.
A resident square?
We've never had a resident square. We've had squaremen of the board, but
We never... Sharma said, have I told you how much I love you? I love you so much. Oh, hug. Yay!
Hug count two.
Charmosa.
Mi amor.
I like that accent.
I hope that there are listeners wherever that accent was from.
Yeah, I got that from birth. You know. My grandfather gave me that. He went to the hospital and handed it to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was kind of him.
Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy.
We haven't really heard any... Because we're still trying to tell the fucking skate story. We haven't heard from our guests.
Stories are interesting.
Yeah. Well... Where did I leave off?
Are you trying to hold me to this story about the red skates?
I want to know about the red skates.
Everybody wants to know about the fucking red skates.
Somebody the somewhere cake was screaming, I just want to know about the fucking red skates.
You know what? I'm about to go get me some cake right now.
Yeah. Well, that cake was delicious. And I met some really cool people. And I think, you know, like, you being one of them, you're on the podcast right now. Like, clearly that was like...
The Cantillily?
Chantilly, I think.
Chantilly.
Okay. I looked it up.
She said it was her favorite cake. Did you look it up? You Googled it.
I did look it up.
Okay, so what is it?
Chantilly cake. It's named from Chantilly cream, which Chantilly cream is basically sweetened whipped cream. So a Chantilly cake is one that replaces icing with Chantilly icing, which is sweetened whipped cream.
It's delicious.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It explains so much about the cake.
It's Chantilly.
It does. Because I was trying to figure out the icing, because I was like, it wasn't cream cheese, but it had a slight creamy flavor. Very creamy, but it was also, like, sweet, like, I don't know, yeah, so that's done. I get it now. I get it. Thank you.
And, description. And we thought it would never come back to that.
Yeah, no, well, it's,
things get tied up.
I'm glad
up.
We got tied up, because that's a description worthy of the fancy name. I think if you do all that. You can name something fancy.
Have you ever whipped cream before in your life to make icing?
Close. I've watched someone do it.
You were standing next to somebody doing it.
I was standing next to my friend Kim.
You never worked for it?
No.
Oh, I've worked for it. You?
Oh, I've worked for it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I feel like the tendons in my my arms understand about this.
They become one with the whisk.
Yeah.
Your arm just locks up like a prehistoric fish.
I'm actually just gonna massage myself right now just thinking about it.
Tense. I can't do it around family, and thank God, like, my grandmother has one of the electric mixers, because if I do it at home, I can't do it with people in my house. It's like, goddamn. And then
do you put it in the freezer first before you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I put it in a bowl of ice water.
Oh, nice.
A bowl in a bowl.
Right, obviously.
But people walk
in. You don't want to get water in there, because you won't get anything, you guys. Don't get water in there.
Oh, and on that note, another cooking tip. Don't put salt in your egg whites before you whip them to make meringue, because it will not work.
Definitely don't do that.
You have to salt your meringue after.
This is going in the Munchie cookbook.
Yeah, put it in there. I didn't even show you. I think I took photos. Oh, fuck. I'm so bad at this. Never mind, you guys. Forget it. Delete it. I'll just... I didn't say anything. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I just love technology.
I just keep thinking about what effect we're going to use to do the blah, 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 rewinding thing.
You would be thinking about that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yes, you would. Oh, yeah, Charmos is getting into the editing a little, like, more now.
Yeah.
She's starting to learn.
If you ever thinking, wow, I really like that edit feature, I did that.
Yeah,
unless
you were
Mari
thinking,
did, but just like think I did.
Basically,
it first.
if it sounds like that's really cool and sounds like it came from the brain of Charmosa, then it did. And then if it's like that's really like typical Mari, because it would be.
It's mostly when I just take your voice and echo it.
Yeah, she.
I echo your voice
so
hard.
This is how you know. Like, I like the cascading echo kind of filters, and she likes the the fat fuzz kind of filters.
I do, so because you like it when it kind of echoes, like, echo, echo, echo.
Yeah.
And I like it when it's like, rah.
It's like,
so it sounds like a robot saying it in unison with you.
I totally expect that you're going to have this conversation edited to add, so our,
oh
yeah, well, as you're like there. Talking about a thing, it's like it's doing the thing,
it's doing the fucking thing.
Let's clean that up.
Oh fuck yes.
Can we take that again from doing the fucking thing?
Yes, can we take that from the top? Yes, okay, doing the fucking thing. And action.
I was talking about munchies because we were talking about cake, but we can go
back.
Ooh,
I
to the...
love munchies. So good. Okay. Still haven't eaten this asshole of this apple yet, though.
Did you
eat your asshole yet?
I didn't eat the asshole.
Oh,
I can't.
You should eat it on air.
I believe you should eat the apple's booty. Like,
I think
groceries.
You should.
Someone else needs to do it with me.
I will do it. If you
you're
do
gonna
it,
go
I
ass
will.
First? You're gonna, like,
I will just go ass first.
Damn,
you've gone the whole apple already.
Yeah, there's nothing left but the ass. So.
I have
the
napkin
that's
right
the
here
way,
just in case it gets
that's
messy.
The way I prefer it, but I like. Should I just go ass first?
All right, I'll go if you go.
Are we making an apple porno?
We are. You guys didn't know there could be food porn, but we're making it on air right now.
Hashtag literal food porn.
I feel
porn.
Like licking the asshole that's like... Oh, let's yeah, hold, baby.
Hold on.
Getting in
what
there.
You guys can't see is a fat, sweaty guy.
I feel
behind
like this
it,
is the perfect
just,
way
yeah.
to teach, like, an at, like, a... What do you call it? A rim
analingus.
Job? A rim job. Well, this is, like,
sorry,
yeah, analingus. I think, but, well, they're both right. They're both
no,
right.
I just, I feel like I'm the asshole of the party. I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking rim job. And like, well, actually.
Yeah, well, man.
Actually, Tyler, it's called analingus.
Thank you.
We
thank
all
you
hear that slang
proper,
in my house.
Yes,
thank
you
use
for
a proper
bringing.
Term.
That's exactly
it
the kind of aunt that
job.
I am. That's the kind of aunt that I am.
You are
I am actually so proud of my four-year-old nephew knows to like say penis and stuff like that, and I'm just like so proud. I'm just like, yeah, he knows like proper, you know, terminology, and I'm gonna teach him. Like my sister is gonna teach him too, like just because she's in school studying like anatomy mm-hmm. and stuff. She's like, she's gonna teach him like muscles and all kind of shit. Like his kid's gonna know things.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, oh fuck.
He's gonna be a much less creepy kid. Most kids are fucking creepy, and the creepiest thing about fucking creepy kids is that they call their bits weird fucking creepy shit. Penis, I get what it is. It's his penis. When he starts using, when they start using those, but oh, that's my, my what? I look,
yeah.
You sound like a gremlin. And I'm scared of gremlins.
I always wanted to party with them, but maybe that's because I saw the second one when I was really young.
Yeah, the second one's fucking nothing. The first one still, to this day, at my age, gives me nightmares.
Really?
I will wake up in a cold sweat like, girls keep me.
I think I blocked it out, to be honest.
I love them.
They're making a third one, and some asshole posted a picture of the gremlins on my Facebook. But not on my wall, just on their private territory of Facebook, and I was walking down Facebook Lane... strolled past that part of my timeline, their yard,
yeah,
and they'd put up a giant inflatable fucking gremlin. And I feel like you, as everybody out there, should know it's never fucking cool to just post unsolicited gremlin pics. Like, you gotta warn me.
Yeah.
You gotta tag it.
No, it's not safe. No grim pics.
Not safe for Harvey.
Trigger warning.
Yeah,
gremlins.
Harvey's got...
Listen, trigger warning, gremlins. That's all you need to see.
On the bottom of every post that I put on Tumblr, on my Tumblr, it's hashtag TW/gremlins.
Oh, I get it. TW stands for trigger warning.
Yes, it does. Just like NSFW. What is that one, Sharmosa? I'm teaching Sharmosa. She doesn't know this stuff. What, do you remember what NSFW means?
Yeah, yeah. Not safe for work.
Yes! You got it.
I remembered.
Yeah.
Pop quiz. All right. Wait, you already ate your...
No,
wait,
I just...
You're
I
eating
was,
around it.
I was making an incision so that I could get a more perfect bite.
Okay.
This
okay.
sounds like the beginning of Wetlands by Charlotte Roach. And if nobody knows that.
Please
not.
Narrate.
Okay. I can't on... It, I can't on public radio. Basically, it's...
She approaches the...
Oh, you're going?
I'm going in.
Oh, that too. It's like a nature doc.
Yeah. You know? You can pick it up from there.
To his Dr. Ruth.
That's good.
She's currently eating the ass of the apple.
Are you eating the asshole of the apple?
I am, but I think it's been so long since I ate the rest of the apple, I can't, like, compare it and how it tastes differently. It just tastes like an apple.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first on High Ideas. It tastes like an apple.
Not my experience.
A little bit of almond, right?
Yeah, cyanide.
A little bit of almond.
Oh, wait, they don't know that. They don't know that part.
Well, some people might know that part.
If, as a person.
If they catch that reference, we'll send them a t-shirt or some underwear.
They might be dead. They might be dead from the poison.
No, they're not going to die. You're not going to die. You won't die.
No, but...
But if you start smelling really almonds, senses, you should go to the hospital.
But you really have... It means that your senses are keen.
Or you're dying.
Yeah. No, well...
I mean, we're all slowly dying.
I'm dying every day. Oh my god.
Okay.
Damon Young, for the second time, has fallen over tonight. The spirit is powerful in this house.
This has been a spokesman plug-in for Life Alert.
Yes.
If you've fallen and you can't get up,
it's a heyday.
It's actually much sadder when he falls and he's on the ground than, like, those, like, fake-ass grandma videos that they put up for Life
Alert. He has the ability to land on his butt. And so there you go. He and just
sit,
did.
And sit Indian style.
And now he's on the floor.
And the podcast and meditating like I know some yoga here.
You can't call it Indian style anymore, though. That's the new rule.
You're not allowed to call it Indian style.
You can't call it sitting cross-legged. I learned that.
What do you call it? Full lotus?
I wish. Again,
everybody sit full lotus.
Can you imagine being in kindergarten?
It's a terrible... I mean, I realize that it's a terrible thing to call it.
Yeah. No, no.
What did you call it?
Cross-legged.
Okay. Short, sweet to the point.
To me,
sit cross-legged.
But that's like this. You know?
No.
That's crossing
your
legs.
If you're on the floor... How are you going to sit cross-legged?
Okay.
Can I get down on this floor?
Well, like, if this is the floor,
you could... There's so many ways that you can sit cross-legged, but you get the idea, you know?
Because I'm
taking off my shoes, then. Yeah.
I was teaching some kids. I can't believe I'm saying that on this podcast.
Dirt on you when you sit full-legged.
I turned to the person I was teaching with, and I was like...
By kids, you mean gremlins.
Yeah. Fuck you! Just get the shit out of me. And I was like, what do we call it? And the kid was like, what? I was like, hey, kids, what do you call it when you sit, like, you know, this? And they're like, oh, it's crisscross applesauce. Like, don't you know, you fucking don't. Apparently, some year, the public schools agreed that was the year that you started calling that shit crisscross motherfucking applesauce. You can't say Indian style.
But you know something?
Places.
The Redskins didn't get the memo.
They're assholes.
You know?
They're not the assholes of apples.
Wow.
They're just human assholes.
Yeah.
But not, you know, because humans do have.
Assholes?
Apples.
Well, I mean,
and
like, everything
apples.
Has.
Apples.
These are your apples,
these
right?
Yeah. We got two.
This is the world's dirtiest version of who's on first.
Who's on first?
Mm. What do you mean? Apples? No, assholes. Assholes to apples.
Assholes to apples.
A party game for sick people.
But don't.
I think it probably is a game.
It's probably a game that, like, some really sociopathic third grader plays on his teacher. It's assholes to apples, where you rub your asshole on an apple and then you give the apple to Mrs. Johansson.
Oh,
bitch.
It's like, yeah, you have like a basket of apples and then you rub your asshole on one of them. Or, you know, you can mix it up, like the percentages, you know, probability that you want.
What
depends
if
on how many assholes.
Use a pair.
What if it's like Clue and you have to find out who put the apple in the dead person's asshole?
What?
And like you have to figure out like who
oh,
did
God.
It and where and
that
what?
Is not where I thought
like,
that was
Clue?
Going. I thought you were going to say it's like Clue and that everybody has to guess who rubbed their asshole
on the apple.
No, they put
which apple belongs to which person?
No, I figured it'd be in
it was
Mr.
Green.
Body.
Well, in the
conservatory.
Conservatory.
With the
Granny Smith.
With the rectally inserted apple.
What?
My God, Jenkins.
Guess the flavor. They're not going to eat it. People who don't, like, find the who did it first, they all have to split up the apple and eat it.
What? Quick, we gotta get rid of the evidence, Mrs. Peacock.
I don't understand why this is happening to us. We're just trying to play a game.
Shut up, it's Christmas. You'll play with your old man. We're gonna have good old family fun with this board game.
I keep smoking. I can't stop myself. I'm just like, no.
So what
this
about
is the podcast. This is when
the
there are.
What about the
there
skates?
Is
the
ceiling. The red skates. Oh, so I went skating several laps or whatever, but like, didn't see any skaters. I only saw joggers, and it's funny because like as I was skating past them, it was a whole group of girls jogging together. And as I skated past them, all I could think was, boring. And then, like, I stopped myself from saying it out loud because it just got to my lips and I stopped it. Because it almost fucking said it. And I was just like, no, dude. No, not cool. And so I was like, whatever, I'm having the best fucking time. And I just, like, threw my hands up because it was, like, right at an incline, going, like, kind of downhill, which is, like, you know... Mm-hmm. Not much in New Orleans. Yeah. But it was awesome. And I was feeling triumphant. But I went to go rest or whatever and have some more cake. Because cake party, hello.
Yeah.
I saw a girl on red skates skate past and I was like, red skates. Like, you know, like I just saw somebody with bright red, I could tell they were bright red Moxie skates, and I was like, I never see roller skaters, like, and it's been a while since I've been out there, to be honest, to go skating out that particular part, because I know there are at least a couple of people that go, but anyway, I was like, alright, I'm gonna let her do one more lap around, then, because I'll rest, and then I'll put my skates on, and I'm gonna go catch up with her and be like, yo, do you want to, like, join my skate squad?
That's how we approach people now.
This is my life. Skating and smoking weed. If you don't like it, well, come on down anyway. You probably still have a good time. Oh, shit, this one's out. Alright, well, I guess I'll just keep smoking a bowl. Maybe I'll roll another one.
You want a fish bowl?
Oh, yeah, fish sounds good. All right, so what did I leave off?
You saw the girl with the red skates. You went up to talk to her.
I think we got to the story.
Yes.
And you asked her to join our skate squad, and then
that's it.
We cheered.
That's it.
Oh, God.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole story.
So our skate squad is growing.
Where the potential is there.
Well, yeah, no, I'm so stoked. Because
you didn't say whether
she doesn't
have. She's
gonna join. Oh, exactly. Well, so she wants to, like, hang out with us. So I think we should, like...
You guys are the best.
We... Yeah. Can you imagine, like... You saw the skate video.
Yeah.
We had capes on. It was amazing.
Skates and capes.
By the way, if you haven't gone and checked out our Patreon account yet, you should, right?
Yeah.
Sure must have told them about it.
Alright, so if you go to our Patreon, it's patreon.com/Hydias. We've got a video uploaded. Holy shit. We did it.
We did.
There's a video now, so watch the video. And it's like watching home movies, is what it feels like. Because it's this beautiful voiceover, but the images is like a home movie.
Yeah, it is, basically.
It's like, it takes you back in the day, and it seems like...
That's when we went to our friend's... it was her... What do you call it? Bachelorette party.
Yeah, we went to a friend's bachelorette.
Yeah,
not
it was our... It,
not, not bat mitzvah.
No. It was her bachelorette party, and we went there.
And
we were... I was wearing my fangs.
Mm-hmm.
And we both had capes.
Yes.
And you had a wig.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the pizza away for the night.
Yeah.
So nobody knew.
And I hid my tentacles underneath the wig.
Yeah. It was cool. Mm-hmm. So we looked, like, pretty humanoid.
For the most part.
Yeah.
You know, but sexier.
Sharmosa! Oh my God, you're making me blush.
Yeah.
it was a good time. I love skating. Oh my god, skating is the best.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever put like wheels onto your feet? Can you imagine if you had wheels?
Oh my god. I had wheels on.
Feet. In these.
Like a little wheel in the back and a big wheel in the front.
So, like Healy wheelies.
Stiletto skate.
Have you seen them?
Wait, those exist?
I yeah. saw them. Hold on.
Does it look like a giraffe?
Or does it like... look like a broken ankle?
I'll show you.
I'm excited. And a little scared.
Holy...
mackerel.
Fuck.
That's such a bad idea.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like
you
the,
see that guy's
the girls
foot?
From Sonic.
You see that guy's foot? Those. He's holding her up. If he lets go, she drops. No one can skate in that.
Well, okay. Actually, I think because... Okay, think about it for a second. When you are pointing your toe,
mm-hmm.
That's basically when... that like in that position, that's like your stopper position. So if you were trying to go into your stopper position, you'd actually be, like, and in high heels, you'd actually be, like, doing that. But I don't think you would ever use your stopper because you would do, like, a T-stop or, like, something else to stop.
Well, the whole thing wouldn't work because your foot would come out of the shoe.
Your center of gravity in heels shifts.
Like, you know when you walk and your heel pops up out of your shoe? Like, if you do that on skates, you're fucked, man. Like, you can't skate in that. Like, it'll be like Cinderella.
I think that's more like a fetish type of design.
I feel like if you... I think it is a fetish design. And But I also think that if you married that with, like... thinking about functionality, mm-hmm. you could get something, because right now what we have, I think, like, is cool, but I'm excited to see the future of skates.
I don't think you could actually physically stand up from those, because I'm wearing heels right now.
Yeah.
So even in this stand that I'm in right now, most of my weight is on my toes.
Yeah.
My center of gravity is shifted forward on balls of my toes as opposed to spread out.
Exactly.
I'm not actually physically able to put my foot forward enough to do a stop. I can't get that kind of leverage.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, because all of her weight's on this heel, it's actually going to, like, her whole body is going to be tempted to go that way.
Yeah.
So this is useless. Like, even standing flat-footed in heels,
no, because you'd have to be like leaned,
right,
like, way back, and it'd be super weird.
So I think the whole thing would actually, like, just automatically gravity would bitch that, you know?
Which is, yeah,
although, which is a fetish design.
That's really interesting. Also, I see there's
the
like
high heel ice skate. I'm gonna get those for
high heel ice skate.
Those might work.
Probably. Wow, like that one. Wow, whoa, those are cool though. Look at that. Those boots. Holy
that's
shit.
Basically wheels. On what Harvey here is wearing.
But this is what you get. Like, those are derby skates. So it's just like, isn't there a middle ground of, like, something?
Crocs.
Fuck that. Mine are gorgeous. Where are my skates? Where do your skates live?
My skates are by, like,
in the garage.
The door where my bag for the skates are. So that I can take...
Always keep your skates by the door.
Yeah. So you can get out and hurry if the skating's good that day.
So, actually, I kind of feel a little bit guilty because I told myself I was gonna
clean my bearings
before the podcast, but I didn't. I'm an asshole to my skates now. Oh, no, they're like...
You know, you are what you eat, you know?
Oh! Dude, get one. I'm not even mad, dude. Like, that's a good one. Although I have to say, burn. That one's gonna hurt for a while. All right. Water is always needed. But yeah, so, I mean, I love my skates. They're purple, and they're skates.
And those are two wonderful qualities and things.
Yeah.
If a thing can do purple or it can do skate,
it do good.
It do good.
True.
All right, let's jump to this part of the show.
Ooh, everybody, Do you have a phone? Like a phone? Does it have like a memo pad in it?
Yes.
Do you use it for anything?
Yes.
This is the part of the show where we call
the memo pad. From the memo pad.
Ideas from the memo pad.
Ideas from the memo pad. And
or whatever shit from the memo pad, because we've had a lot of different stuff because everybody's got different things, but I think everybody kind of like that has a smartphone,
that's what's fun
has
though.
That thing and so they use it, so if we like to see what people have on
there, pull your phone back out, they're good.
So
go to the memo pad,
go through there, and if there's anything is like, oh, that's the kind of thing, like if there's anything there you could read, it'd be awesome.
What's on where?
Go to the memo pad.
Do you have memo like that? I have my ideas. I can read mine. Oh, okay. So, back to the same setting of roller skating in City Park. This is one I wrote.
No, I don't really have anything.
I wrote, roller skating in City Park pavilion restroom experience. Fun and awesome because you take your wrist guards off first, then you wash your hands, refill your water, and then pee. When you stand, it flushes for you and you roll away with your wrist guards on. You don't have to touch anything on the way out. And the floor is smooth concrete. It was a fucking great experience. Like, dude, like, you're just, like, you get up and you, like, skate away.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, like, it was just hilarious. You don't, like, usually you have to, like, I don't know, open the door with your hand.
Yeah.
And then you go and wash your hand, and then you have, like, had to put your wrist guards down by the fucking place that you wash your hands, so they're wet, and they're already sweaty, so it's like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
So I recommend that if you are in New Orleans, go to City Park and skate around the track, and then there's the pavilion, and you can skate underneath the pavilion. It's rad. It's, like, smooth, smooth concrete. I'll be there. I'll see you. Let's dance or something.
And you know, you'll need to do that if you've been listening to us and you drink water.
Yeah,
because that will bring you there.
Yeah, because you gotta refill your water there. But that's a great place to refill your water.
Yeah. Drink all the water. Okay, so memo pad from Thurgood or Harvey.
I have one from November.
Alright, okay. This is Harvey Wallbanger. This is called Cocktails I Like.
Cocktails I Like. Casino. Gimlet. Gin Fizz. Gin Slim. Gin Ricky. Gin Sour. French 75. Green Devil. Tom Collins. Vodka Stinger. Grasshopper.
List of cocktails that I like.
What's a grasshopper?
A grasshopper is creme de menthe and vodka.
Shit.
And creme de cacao. If you don't put the creme de cacao in, it's a stinger.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Cool.
Damn, that was a lot of drinks.
I noticed that a Harvey Wallbanger wasn't on that list, though. Is there a reason why you don't like yourself?
Because I taste like ass. And I don't mean apple. I had that was actually a really sad moment when I went to my bartender and I was like, I'd like a Harvey Wallbanger. It's actually a name that it's my name. And he goes, okay. Like, in that way that a fast food person's like, okay, when you order the weird fucked up thing on the menu, and you're like, I want the ripple tripping dipping chicken. And they're like, are you sure about that? You're gonna die. My bartender was like, okay. And I understand that not a lot of people are roaming the streets going, oh, I'm jonesing for a Harvey Wallbanger. But I was... The bar that I frequent, like, it's a cocktail bar. It's a crafts bar. It's where, like, hipsters hide in the back and jerk off because they like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a desiccated cockroach with pins going through the wings of the wall. Huge. Anyways, he puts the cocktail in front of me, and I'm, at this point, I'm feeling suave, and I'm feeling impressive, and I feel like I've been written into a Chuck Palahniuk novel because I'm drinking my namesake. Like, this is a poetic fucking literary moment. I'm like, yeah, I'm drinking myself. I bet I taste delicious. And then simultaneous with me remembering that I've been single for a year and a half, that drink hits my palate. And all I can think, like, existentially, and in that moment is, I'm fucking disgusted.
Part of my soul is dying right now.
And the worst part is my bartender, like, stayed to watch me drink the drink. Oh. Right, it's never a good sign when he looks at the other people and he's like, wait. I want to see
you. You guys gotta watch this. People are getting their phones out and like...
Maybe he didn't know how to make...
Like,
no, that's the thing.
Harvey Wallbanger.
He didn't even wince when I said it. Like, he knew how to make it.
You said that he repeated it, right? Like he's
but
like
it wasn't that voice of like, I don't want to make this. Are you sure this is a lot of work? It was in that voice that is crystal clear with recognition.
Yeah.
You could tell that he knew exactly what was in the drink, and he knew that I should know that I don't want those things. The drink is as follows: cocktail recipe.
Okay. Yeah.
3 parts vodka.
That's a lot of vodka.
That's great. I'm cool. I'm bored right now.
You're on board with 3 parts vodka?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm named after a fucking cocktail. It's a highball. It's actually a lowball cocktail. Anyways, it's a highball. 3 parts vodka, 6 parts orange juice. So far, we're on the path to the perfect screwdriver. Why should we fuck with perfection? And then it's 1 part Galliano, and... if nobody out there has ever suffered through Galliano, I'll tell you what the fuck it is. It's a sweet herbal liqueur by Italian distiller Arturo Vaccardi, 1896. It's an anise-flavored liqueur.
Nice.
Which anise is like black licorice. And
ooh, I love that.
Jaeger.
I'm not much of a fan of Jaeger,
well,
though. Not anymore.
Galliano
like...
is basically if the frat boy who is Jägermeister passed his degree and got his degree at Tulane and then became like, I don't know, he thought he could read and he became a fake lit guy and then he's a liqueur. Like, I was a liquor, I was fucking Jägermeister, but then like I cleaned up and now I'm Galliano. Yeah. Fuck you. Tastes like ass. A screwdriver, we'll fuck that.
Maybe Galliano is another country's Jägermeister, right?
I hope not.
It's all how you look
at
it here.
Because it's
right?
Liqueur.
I mean,
it's
like
Jägermeister
is German.
Oh, Jäger.
I don't think I've ever actually. I've had 1 shot of Jägermeister in my life.
That was one of the first things I started drinking was Jaeger because that's what my boyfriend drank.
It's a very delicious drink.
He drank Coors Light, so that was the first beer that I drank, and he drank...
if you like liquor.
And he drank Jägermeister, and he smoked weed. He was the first person I ever smoked weed with, although I didn't get high. I didn't get high the very first time I smoked weed. It was the next day...
Mm-hmm.
I've never told my weed story on my own show before.
Yeah.
How have I never done that?
We've never done this. The first time story. Do you remember
okay.
the first time?
Yeah.
Was it the worst time?
Well, the first time was the very next day because I was at a party. It was the Hair cast party. I was the casting director.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was there. Like, there was tons of weed. Other people were probably doing other drugs, but I had no awareness of it because I was, like, just...
Drugs are
tame,
bad
for you. Tame... As shit. I had just freshly... Like, at this point, I was just freshly off the Christian train. Like, I just had... I basically had just decided that I don't believe in anything. But, like, a lot of my Christian values were still, like, grasping strongly at me.
Just to celebrate Christmas?
No, I stopped celebrating Christmas when I was, like, 12 years old. And that was because of, like, family shit went down. My brothers got arrested for drugs, and I was 12, and that was the last Christmas that I had.
That's the short story. I can tell the long version someday.
The abridged. That's all you need to know.
This is a need to know. I told you all we were in the witness protection program, so don't fuck with it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Fuck, my tentacles are coming out. You heard it here first on Ideas, yo. Where was I? What was I doing?
You were smoking for the first time. We're back in time to that day.
We were back in time. Okay, so I remember I was getting out of class.
Wait, what year are we in right now? I wonder how, how young I am right
1942.
Now. Okay. yeah, it was beautiful. Definitely not 1942. I wish. That sounds like it would have been, like, really exciting and dangerous. But,
we could have smoked in black and white for the first time.
Ah, pass on that. No, thank you. Bring it over here. Oh, that Slick Ricky. Ah. To the Charleston.
Have you heard about this fabulous new marijuana drug?
Oh, the cannabis! Rah!
Y'all are doing a really good job of my emulating my college experience.
I felt like I tapped into who you were at the time.
Yeah. You really get me.
I really get you, kid. It's going back to Jimmy Stewart. Everything is a cycle.
It starts with Harvey, it ends with Harvey.
It all comes back to Harvey.
Do we want to wrap up the last memo and then
I think we should.
Yeah, we can read some closing credits.
Yes.
All right, so let's get the last memo.
Thurgood Jenkins. What's in that memo pad? Come Do you on. Have one?
I only have passcodes.
Well, don't read any of those.
Airplane ticket.
No, you went, ooh, you made a face, you found one.
Yeah, because I didn't,
Well, if it's airline travel, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I was going
if
to...
If you feel, like, comfortable sharing that kind of information. You can...
I was going to Michoacán. It's like Tlapujahua. And then, like, the things I wanted. Stump Road. Was it Belmont 2322? Mardi Gras crew. Light bulbs. They said get some light bulbs.
Nice.
No, I'm a custodial engineer, so like... or a janitor if you want to be a dick about it. Yeah, light bulbs.
Nice. I need... Oh, actually...
What do we need? Tell us what we need, Amari.
No, I was going to say, I have an interesting problem.
With your light bulbs?
I have,
what to do with them, right?
I have light bulbs. I need, like, lamps.
Yeah.
I need some extra...
You don't. You know what you need? A potato.
I just put this in.
We make a potato lamp. We need two.
Can you do it with a yam?
Yams or potatoes?
It doesn't have enough water content, though, does it? I don't even know.
We soak it overnight.
You can yam. Okay. Yes,
you can do this for...
Yes, you yam. Yes, you yam.
Wait, do you know is it 7 p.m. or is it 7 yam?
No.
These are getting bad.
That was
we're yammering on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. All right.
So, that was... What did we do all the memos? We did drink. That.
Do I have yours?
I don't know if I have a memo.
Well, you should.
Let me see if I have a memo.
Because you're Sharmosa and your memos are the best.
Dude, mine get so long, though.
Yeah, but they're always the best.
Hold on. Let me see if this... No, that's too... That's too crazy.
Oh, what? Too crazy? What does that mean?
Oh, well. Are you writing young adult literatica?
No, I just get, like, tangled in a web of my own mind, and then I, like, record it as it's happening on memo pad.
Is it an instructional on the yummy massage?
So, Sharmosa makes the greatest use of her memo pad of anyone I've ever met.
It's like a portable diary.
It is the most amazing thing.
I record dreams. I record just crazy ideas.
Well, I think it's important for you to, you know... So decide what you want
to
share.
So, funny story about this really, really long one that I'm debating reading to you or just abridging to you.
Yeah.
I actually wrote in your bed.
You did?
When I was in your bed, I wrote this memo.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Charmosa. She was in my bed.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
She's always in my bed. She spends the night, y'all. It's so cute.
It's like slumber party, y'all. Let's cuddle.
It's like smoking weed.
Roller skating and like
great spooner.
Yeah, we roller skate together, yeah. And then we come back, smoke weed with our friends, and then we just like eat munchies.
Yeah.
Get super high, sleepy, cuddle, and sleep.
Yeah, and sometimes you're asleep, and I'm furiously writing in the memo pad because my brain's gonna move so fast
and
that it liquefies on my ears.
And sometimes you're sleeping, and I just have headphones on watching anime.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So this is after we recorded the podcast where I was talking about schizophrenia and stuff, because I was talking about that. Okay, so I wrote down, this is really gets really crazy, and I'll abridge if I need to.
Crazy as in like mentally.
Yeah. So it ties back around. So it says, okay, we all, well, like a lot of people like apocalyptic stories, or at the very least the stories where you're forced to survive under less than ideal circumstances. Like, we relate and root and revel in the survival and the ability to fight to stay alive. We, like, when you're watching a movie and you get really into it and you're like rooting for them, like, yeah, stay alive. All this apocalyptic shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're suffering, but they have a hope of better times, and they enjoy their life no matter what's going on around them. There's still like the funny bits in it, and you can see love and everything like that, even if it's, you know, not good for them, it's still, they have something. So I feel kind of like that's what mental illness, or whatever the better thing to call it, you get my gist, but I think that's what it must feel like. There was a guy I met who didn't brush his teeth. Coming from a dental hygiene background, I personally found this unimaginably horrible way to go through your life where you don't brush your teeth. He was homeless, so I thought if I could clean his teeth somehow, he'd be for the better. So I started looking at resources before I even talked to him about it. And I was offering to make the appointments and take him, and he said, oh, no, don't do that. I would never go. And I'm like, I was crushed a little bit. I was like, but why? You need to do it. So we hung out twice more before I get the courage to ask him why he doesn't brush his teeth. I didn't want to make him feel bad about it. He has enough shit to worry about that I don't have to make him feel bad every time he smiles around me. What a depressing fucking friend that I would be if every time he sees me and opens his mouth to smile, he immediately gets self-conscious and wants to cover it up. That's a shitty friend where you can't smile around them. So I worked up the courage two times after that when I saw him again. And I was glad that he told me, because it's why I'm having this realization now that I opened with about the apocalyptic stories. So whenever he brushes his teeth, his reason, though he doesn't do it, is it stops his thinking. He feels like his brain is numbed and he stops thinking. So he feels vulnerable, like his guard is down for psychological attacks of some kind where he could lose grip with reality and go really insane. And he won't be able to hang on to his thoughts if he can't keep track of them. He doesn't know where he's going to be. So is teeth brushing mind control or brainwashing of some sort in his world? So now put yourself back in that apocalyptic story. Your survival is real. Threats surround you. Like, would you ever take the chances of leaving yourself vulnerable to attacks? Like, not locking the fucking door when there's a million zombies outside? If you watched a horror movie where that's going on, you're like, you fucking idiots, the zombies are gonna kill you. You lock your door, you board up the windows, you do this, you do that. So if it makes you feel that equally vulnerable, like shit could happen. Or even if it's just you lock the door in your regular neighborhood where no one gets robbed, you just do it out of habit, even though people really don't go around that often. But whether for him it was just the locking your door in your neighborhood, or if it's locking your door in the apocalypse surrounded by zombies, I don't know what situation it was. But even on that minute level, if you think it leaves you just a little bit vulnerable, would you really, in the same circumstances, blame him for not wanting to do it? Even as he smiles at me, I see his gums bleed. It's hard to stay connected with some people sometimes, so I wonder why and how we decide who stays and who goes. It feels like, naturally, the people you're around become the one who are really better in your life. But who knows? I think people are really passive, myself included. And it's also likely who is in our lives is mostly chance and apathy. It's rare we get so worked up over another human being that we go out of our way to keep up the relationship in a way where we mostly think of each other as interchangeable. Not the same as each other by any means. We're all really tremendously unique snowflakes, it's true. But interchangeable in that any one set of unique but enjoyable traits is as good as the next. So we're all different, but as long as the exchange is always evens out to be more fun to be around than not, we endure all the shortcomings. So if appreciation and dedication to keeping up the relationships extends past this interchangeable stage, it's called love or obsession. One good, the other bad. One delightful, the other dark and frightening. Does every yin have a yang? So if every action does not only have a reaction, but two possible and equally large reactions, and the polar opposites, so every action could go either extreme one way or the next. Noticing, appreciating, and dedicating your life to someone is a huge fucking action. Thus, the reactions are similarly large. So if the reaction's positive, it's love. If it's negative, but it's related to the action. So being in love is such a big fucking deal to us because it's just the result. It's the natural scientific result of each action is going to have a similar reaction. So if you do big actions, you see big things. It's actually a scientific equation. How fucked up is that? So if you've got no love in your life and you're wondering what's going on, maybe your actions aren't as big as you think. Not to get judgy on you, that sounds really condescending, like, oh, if you're single, fuck you, it's your fault. We're all walking different paths and come along the same scenery at different times. So it doesn't make your part of the walk any less amazing and crucial to your story. Just be open to change, redefine yourself, and to end with a Rocky Horror Picture Show quote, don't dream it, be it.
Thank you, Shormosa.
So, my memo pad gets intense.
I know. I feel like I just had, like, a lived experience or something.
Do you have the little keyboard that pops out, or do you write it on the screen?
Oh, I write it on the screen. Yeah. I'm trying to, like, chase... It's like I'm chasing down the words as I'm thinking them. It's like... It's kind of like when you're running and you feel like you have to reach top speed, but it's in your thumbs, so you're like, is that what people who play video games feel like? I'm not young like you guys listening probably are. I don't really play video games, so I don't understand like how kids move their thumbs so fast, and yet when I have an idea, they do the same shit to get the idea out. So you guys just must really want to do whatever you're doing in the game as much as I want to get this fucking thought down on
paper.
It's just
that hand-and-eye coordination, you know?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
But it's also the desire, you know?
Exactly, too.
Yeah.
The passion. Yeah. The drive.
Yeah.
The need. It's like breathing.
I'm just so excited because, like, here we've been, episode 12. We hit a solid dozen.
Yeah, we did.
And we keep having so much fun every time. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's always really entertaining.
Mothers, sisters, sons, cousins. We got friends, family. We got dozens. There you go. I might have stolen a little bit of that.
There's the sunshine again.
I love you. Oh, it's another hug. Yay!
Third hug of the podcast.
Oh, is it over? No.
Sunshine.
What happened? Do we need plugs?
Okay,
Is it time for the butt plugs? All right. If you haven't put your butt plugs in
everybody yet, put your butt plugs
now's
ready.
The time.
No, this is the other plug. Wait, we need to get our mind out of the gutter. This is the other plug.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to explain?
Okay.
Where they can plug.
What a plug is?
They can plug
their
shit.
A plug is like... water.
So drink that shit.
So... This episode is brought to you by water. Sponsored here by water. H2O. Delicious.
H2O.
Yummy.
Nutritious.
Hi Diaz. You've been listening to Hi Diaz. I'm Amari Indigo.
I'm Sharmosa.
Yes. And we would love it if you would, I don't know, do something. What do we want them to do?
We want them to...
Stand on their heads. Stand on your heads.
Oh, yeah.
and send dream mail. I'm going to stop telling y'all our email address. I'm going to actually take it off. I'm going to hide it so that you can't send us any messages. So fuck y'all. Fuck yourselves. Die in a fire.
Wait, but still leave a voicemail.
But yeah, actually send us a speak pipe. That would be really cool. And especially if you're from the future or, like, another planet, that would be really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have my translators, like, gauged for off-world languages yet, but I'll work on it. Have an interesting night.
And our guests, we want to give...
Thurgood Jenkins.
Thurgood Jenkins.
Can I just say what's up to the girl of my dreams, Mary Jane? I love you forever and ever. And ever...
Yeah.
You guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
You're the best too, Thurgood.
Keep
Thank
it clean.
You so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thurgood Jenkins. I just remembered what you did there with the custodial joke.
I'm like, that went way over here. But I found it.
That's good. That's good.
Tamandion. You've been real quiet. Do you want to read an idea from your memo? I see you have your phone in your hand. But that's nothing new.
I go from the heart. Man, it's so peaceful in here. Like, everybody got great spirits, good vibes. Relaxing, telling jokes, sipping wine, smoking the best of bud. Ideas.
You want to...
Harvey Wallbanger, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'll just close with what I think might be one of the greatest presidential quotes of all time. I think in times of chaos, we should look to the presidents that have led this nation.
I didn't do it.
And in the words of a great man, great leader, I did not inhale.
You just took a deep breath.
That's right.
We're all about
deep
diaphragmatic
breaths.
Breathing up in.
Wow.
Thank you so much. This has been episode 12 of High Ideas.
Coming at you by the dozens.
Yeah.
Dozens all day. Smoking dozens.
Oh, I have
all
to
day.
Say, there's a matchbook in front of me, and it has a message on it, and I picked this up at like a bar somewhere a while back, and it says, I can't live like this. I need a raise, man. I just want to curl up in a hole and die. So, whoever wrote that, I hope that you got a better job or some more money or something.
Wow. Who wrote that? Was it on the show?
No, it wasn't on the show. It was at a bar. I picked up at a bar. So, it probably was like a server or something.
Gotcha.
I can totally relate because I used to write on matchbooks too when I was a server.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote funny shit, and I wrote inspirational shit, because I was leaving town, and I thought it would be a good present for my friends to find, and they were finding it months later, because that was, like, my regular spot, too, you know?
And they're like, an Amari joke.
Yeah.
What a
cool
thing.
It was like fortune cookies.
Yeah. I like that. All right.
I love you guys. I'm gonna miss you. I'll be in Portland for a week.
We'll come at you next week.
Peace.
Live from Portland.
Hell yeah.